Commentator Alejandro José Gradilla comes from a family of immigrants. His parents both came to the U.S. from Mexico in the 1960s. But while his father came here legally, his mother did not. And that fact changes the way he's looking at this year's presidential campaign.
On March 4th, Texas will produce a motherload of delegates for Republicans and Democrats, enough to capture an insurmountable lead in the delegate steeplechase. One of the uncanny aspects of the Texas contest is the blatant bipartisan pandering to Latino voters. Everything from photo ops with small children dressed in mariachi garb to Spanish language advertising on radio, television, and print media. How do we explain this political paradox of love the Latino voter and hate the illegal alien? This bipartisan love of Latino voters is more like bipolar sadism than genuine desire. Perhaps we can best understand this by turning to Spanish. Love, en español, has two expressions, querer and amar. Love, as expressed by te quiero, is defined as a love that can be temporary if not throwaway, a summer fling, a Mr. Right Now, etc. Te amo, on the other hand, is best understood as I am in love with you, as in the most enduring, pure state of loving another. There lies the center of the contradiction. Do the Republicans and Democrats love Latino voters in that disposable way? Or do they really want an enduring, loving relationship? For the Latino voters, it is a tricky proposal to navigate. Do you hesitantly date one of the political parties and their respective candidates? Or do you throw all of your heart and soul in with reckless abandon with the knowledge you could get your heart broken? Latino voters may realize that they are not being courted for the long term, but just for a capricious moment once again. If Latino voters are as sophisticated as I believe they are, they will quickly realize this is a courtship of convenience and necessity. But what the major political parties must realize is that courtship and love, Latino style, means you love and date all of the familia, not just the ones who can vote for you. For the Republicans or Democrats to pursue Latinos who are U.S. citizens and voters while ignoring, neglecting, and in some cases, beating down the undocumented members of our familia is not acceptable. Pure love, te amo love, is always mutually beneficial and not done out of necessity.
Alejandro José Gradilla is an assistant professor at California State University, Fullerton.